Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky. Good morning. I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
We're talking about goals today. Do you want to know why people fail at their goals? The top two reasons people fail at their goals.
One of them.
This is Family Feud. Top two reasons.
One of them has to be because they don't write them down.
Mm.
No?
It's along those lines, okay. I guess.
That would have been my first guess. Maybe because they don't think about them. They don't get clear ideas of them, or they're not specific.
Ding, 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 ding.
Tell me.
I just heard a ding. Did you hear that ding?
That's the universe signaling to me.
The universe was like, Jason is right on it. You were all around it. And yes, I do feel like you extracted the zit. Number one is they don't have any.
Oh.
They don't have any goals.
They're just out there on the hamster wheel running.
People are just out floating around. And it's almost like a piece of driftwood going down the river.
Well, that reminds me of when we took the camper around collecting dreams. And so many people said, I don't even have a dream. Nobody's asked me that before.
Nobody's ever asked me what my dream is. I have no idea. What do you mean? How do you know what you want?
And they wonder why they're not happy. They're not fulfilled. And they're just kind of chasing after this nothingness.
And another, you know, along those lines, I think a lot of people, because I was just talking to an old friend of mine who I used to work with in radio, and he's going through a life transition right now. And he said that in his new career, it's not nearly as fulfilling as radio was. And I thought, well, why are you doing this new thing that you're doing? And of course, he said, well, I need to make money.
Mm.
And it feels to me like sometimes we start taking a path because we feel like we have to, or we should, or we ought to.
The societal pressures.
Or it's the responsible thing to do.
It's got to stop dreaming and start doing the what's needed.
You know, I was in a mastermind this morning with Robin Banks, who has become my coach, and I just love his energy. But he shared a quote from Zig Ziglar, and the quote was, "We are born to win
and conditioned to lose."
And we are conditioned to lose.
Mm.
Let that soak in.
That hits kind of hard.
Right? We are born to win. So when we're born, we know exactly where we're going in life. We know exactly what we want. Think about it. If you're when you're a little baby, if you're hungry, what do?
You get food.
You cry until you get it.
You scream until you get it, and you scratch for it, you claw for it.
You know what you want, and you get it. And even when you're a toddler, you know what you want, and you usually get it. I mean, have you ever been in the grocery store or the Walmart when they're like, no, I want that toy. I want that toy.
I want it now.
I want it.
And we're not leaving here until I get it.
Right? And usually the kid wins. Usually the kid wins. Usually the parent will say, you know what? I'm not gonna fight this battle. I can't win this. I know that I can't win this. The kid knows what the kid wants.
Well, even the other part of that is like when we start walking, or when we start trying to walk, we have a support system around us that is encouraging us to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And when we fall down over and over and over again, we don't stop trying. Even if we fall down and hurt ourselves, bang our head, all these things, the people around us are rooting us on and encouraging us to keep going.
Okay, so what you're saying is...
In that instance. And then when we talk about this dream that's far out there, then the crowd changes. They're like, whoa. They try to protect us.
Yes. Yes. I see where you're coming from. So sometimes Jason sees the inverted argument that sometimes when we're listening, we're like, where's he coming from?
Where the hell is he coming from?
Where's he coming from? But what he's saying is that when we're little, when we're babies, we automatically have a cheering system until we start saying, I'm going to grow up and be an astronaut. I'm going to grow up and I'm going to become president of the United States. And then it's the looks that we get on the faces of the people around us when they go, ooh.
Ooh, you might be setting your goals a little high.
You're
going to
be president. You're a female. Like, because our parents are going, there's never been a female president and my baby doesn't know this. So my face is just trying to protect her right now.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
Well, everything's impossible until it's not.
Until it's not. So the number one reason why goals never get met is because we don't have any. And we're not clear on those goals. We just have, oh, yeah, well, you know, we're just going through life.
I'll just shoot for something.
Right?
You know, or sometimes we try for too many things, right? I heard someone say the other day that if you...
That's me. I have that problem.
If you shoot for 10 targets, you're not going to hit any of them.
That's me. Let's don't even go there. You're like, you're hitting a sore subject, Shelfer. Stop. The second reason of why people do not hit their goals is because they're too small.
There's not enough meaning or reason behind them.
And I face this all the time. Because here's it's been a double-edged sword for me. Because it takes a really big, big goal to light me up. And I tend to get overwhelmed very easily. So it takes a very big goal to light me up, light my spirit up. And yet I need to see success and results
along the way
in very incremental measurements.
That's big. So once we get that idea, the big, clear, vivid vision, then we need to just kind of put those little pinpoints in the map of saying, okay, well, what does success look like? How do I know that I'm making progress?
Yes.
And then once I start seeing myself hit those little pinpoints,
yeah, I just heard another beep.
Then I know that I've got momentum. Then I know that I can see the reverse gap and know, hey, I'm making progress and I can keep moving forward because I don't feel like I'm just wasting effort.
Chunk it down into threes. A lot of times people will make, you know, big yearly goals, and then they chunk it down to quarters, and then they chunk it down to monthly goals, weekly goals,
daily goals,
sometimes hourly goals.
And small, consistent action leads to big, massive change.
And that's the other thing, is we have often talked about our Indonesian saying,
Sedikit Lama Lama.
Sedikit Lama Lama Bukit
Mahajma.
there's two more parts to that saying.
Yeah,
that
Carol,
call
us and let us know what that last part is. If you're from Indonesia,
it's like
let us
Manje
know.
Manje Bukit. That's what it is.
Manje Bukit.
Something like that. And it means little by little, the hill is behind you. The mountain is behind you. The hill becomes a mountain.
Yes.
We don't even know what we're talking about.
Well, it's the theory of, it's like a sandcastle. A sandcastle is built out of the tiniest grains of sand.
You know, there used to be a Days of Our Lives.
Like sands of an hourglass.
So are the days of our lives. And that's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah,
it's one sand kernel at a time.
One sand grain at a time goes through the hourglass, and that each sand grain represents a second, represents a minute, represents an hour. So that's how it goes through life. Every little piece, 1% better every day makes you 37 times better at the end of the year.
Which, you know, when you first hear that, you're thinking, wait, Jason didn't get the math quite right on that. But think about that. Think about that. So 1%
better
every day. So if I'm 1% better today, then tomorrow I'm 1% better than that. Than yesterday.
Which now I hate this math, but I'm 115% better than I was yesterday. So it's a compounding effect is what it is.
115? Yeah. Is it 115?
Yeah, because if I was 100% today, I'm the best I can be today.
Yeah.
But I increase my how good I am today by 15%.
By
1%.
There we go.
But now I'm 100.01.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm going to increase that. So over the year, the compounding effect of that is going to be 37 times better.
37 times, which I think we said 37% earlier. So we don't get us on semantics.
Yeah. So I'm 37 just, times better.
There you go. Read the book Atomic Habits and you can get all the statistics.
Or the compounding effect.
That. Or the compounding effect.
Yeah, both of them.
Both of them have that exact same example. Ah, okay. So I feel like we learned a couple things today. What do you think?
Yeah. First,
get clear on your goals.
Get clear on your goals and then make them worthwhile. Because if they're not worthwhile, then they're not worth getting off the couch for.
Make your goals so exciting that when you wake up in the morning, you think, oh, I can't wait to get up.
I'm excited about the day.
I want to get up in the morning. Yes, I want to get up in the morning.
And you're going to take meaningful action towards them, even if that action is hard. Because sometimes you're going to wake up in the morning and be like, oh, today is not the day. But if your goals have worthwhile meaning to them, then you're going to say, you know what? Even if it's hard, I'm going to take that action so I move forward. And you're going to know what those little wins are. Because you put the pinpoints in the map that show your progress, and you're gonna have that momentum going.
And lastly, Zig Ziglar said it best: we were born to be winners.
Yes,
we were born as winners. We are winners. We are winners.
So keep,
you are a winner.
Keep living lucky.
Bye bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.